Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know how many Insta baddies are going to be so glad you wrote that song? Seriously.
Dude,
it's so savage.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, we're here today now with Madison Watkins. Welcome
hey
to the pod.
Guys. I'm so excited to finally be on the Juicy Podcast.
I know, we've been trying to make this work for a while.
For a long time.
I'm very excited. Can you give us like the briefest little summary about what you do, where you're from,
et cetera? Yes, so I'm originally from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I moved to LA 3 years ago after I was on the show America's Got Talent. I'm a singer. So
this is like literally what like you would think the All-American Girls, like,
oh,
story is.
I am the typical L.A. All-American little Arkansas girl. But, yeah, I moved here 3 years ago and have just been writing and recording since then and just released. I'm basically releasing an album, but, like, 1 month at a time I'm doing a single.
So epic.
Yeah.
I love. Okay, yeah. So tell me a little bit, because I think your story is so crazy. Okay, how the heck did you get on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was in college, and I was living in Arkansas. I was, like, living...
Where'd you go to college?
University of Arkansas.
Okay, and you were in a sorority?
Mm-hmm. I was a Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Okay.
Okay, G. And, yeah, so I remember one day I was, like, sitting in my sorority house, and I was like, I do not belong here. Like, I know I want to be a pop star, so, like, what am I doing studying communications at the University of Arkansas? And in a long... I mean, it's great, but, like, in a long story short, I ended up getting cast on the show.
Oh,
like,
you got cast?
A producer found me.
How the fork did they find you?
Yeah.
How the fork do they have?
It's so good. They saw videos of me singing.
Where?
So on my Instagram. I guess I just was posting like little covers and stuff like that. And so I got the email and they were like, do you want to be on the show? Yeah.
So you didn't like audition like the classic like American Idol audition type of thing?
No, they found me. And
whoa.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
Did you ever think you would do that?
You know, reality TV is all about like the story. Uh-huh. They want like a sob story. And so I was like, I want to be like seen for my talent, not like my sob story kind of thing. So I was hesitant, but then like whenever I got on, I was like, this is so awesome. Cause I was in front of Simon Cowell and he's like literally, I've wanted to sing in front of him since I was like 5 years old.
Really?
Yes. So I grew up watching like American Idol, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I heard he was going to be on the season and that was the first year he was on the season. So I was like, oh, I'm here. I'm so ready for this. So I did it and it ended up being an amazing experience. I got all the way to the live shows and then I got cut. And he, like, off camera came up to me after the show and, like, kissed me on the cheek and was like, Mads, like, he didn't say Mads. He was like, Madison. He was like, he
was like, wow.
He's like, listen, wait, like, Mads. Listen, Si. He's like, Mad Watt. Like,
what's up, Si, my dude?
What's up, Si, Si? So he was just like, you don't need this show to make your career happen. Like, you have everything it takes.
Really?
And for me, like,
oh my God, T.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Yeah. As an artist, I was like, to hear that from him,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Wow.
So that's when I decided to move out here full time and just freaking do it.
Okay.
So.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So question, was there any like, are there any juicy details you can tell us about like the experience
the
of being
show?
On the show? Like, are producers like trying to get you to cry?
Oh,
are they trying to get you to like,
yes.
like tell us that?
Yeah, guys, here's the juicy deets about AGT. No, I got cut from the show. This is one of the things
Why?
That they made me do. So yeah, so this is where producers,
because you're so good. Like,
thank
I'm like, how
you.
Could you get cut?
So basically, they don't tell you who you're competing against. I didn't even know I was competing against somebody. And
oh, you're competing against someone in the,
but you don't know until one of the rounds, like, oh, by the way, this entire process, you've been competing against this one person. And it was a guy singer who was on Broadway for like however many years, was like an amazing singer.
Wait, why were you competing against him? Because he was like most similar to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they put you against the most similar act. And we were both like these like belter powerhouse singers, and he had a better story than me, I'll say. Like, his life story was a little more interesting than mine. Yeah, I don't want to go too in depth because like, you know, but so I ended up like at the very end, they bring us to the front. It's just he and I on stage. All the judges are there, and then they like tell you which one makes it. And they were like, Madison, you're cut. Brian, you're going through the live shows. And I cried. I never cried. I was like crying on camera because I was so sad because like the judges basically told me on and off camera, like, don't worry. Like, you're going to go so far. Like, you're going to.
Who were the other judges at the time?
It was Howie, Mel B.
Okay.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
George Lopez, which I have a really funny story about that if you want to hear that. Heidi Klum and Simon.
Holy shit, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that was like the panel. So anyway, so I got cut, was crying, whatever. And then the producer's like, hey, so we actually might bring you back on the show to surprise everyone. So can you also act like you just made it?
Shut up.
So right after I just bawled my eyes out, I had to go back and be like, oh, yay, and like completely fake it.
Stop.
It was like, and my parents were so mad. They were like, our daughter's not too, like, you know, they were like sticking up for me because I was like, how am I going to fake this right after you just like literally made me bawl my eyes out and told me I had to leave?
What if you said no? Like, would they allow that?
I was under contract, so really? I had to. Or else I would get sued, so I couldn't.
Oh my god!
So I had to do everything they said.
But did they call you back? Did
no.
They come back?
No. So we ended up starting this hashtag, like, bring Madison back, and it got, like, literally millions of hashtags when I was on the show, and they didn't bring me back. But I think, for me, it was perfect timing, though, because it was kind of the push I needed to be like, I'm going to do this on my own. Like, yeah. I want... The reason why I'm singing is because I want to connect to people through music. Yeah. And so it was crazy because for about 2 years, I just wrote and put my head down and really was like, what's my brand? What do I want to say to my audience? What life experience have I gone through? And that's really what started, like, my songwriting process.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Where is it filmed? America's Got Talent.
Pasadena. They have this, like, in this big, like, theater.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was it, like, a soundstage?
No, it's, like, a real, like, it's kind of like the Saban Theater. It's, like, a real theater.
Really?
Uh-huh. And there's, like, a live audience. There's about 1,000 people. And it's intimidating. Like, you walk out there and it's like, holy, and everyone's like cheering, and it's scary.
Damn. I love that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the George Lopez story?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good one?
Well, yeah, it was just so interesting because right after I got cut, he was actually like a guest judge.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got cut off camera, he's like, hey, I want your contact information. Like, I want to mentor you.
Shut up.
And I'm like, what? Like, how? Like,
wait, so it's so okay, random. Pause. Was this like you sang and you got it right off stage, and then George Lopez is like getting out of his chair to like run to you and tell you this? Or like, how did he say that to you?
Yeah, so that's kind of like, I mean, when you're on set, that's kind of the only time you have to like talk to the judges. Uh-huh. So it's, everything happens kind of quick. So basically we just like exchanged numbers. And then when I went back to Arkansas, he would like call me like once a week and be like,
stop.
No, I'm not kidding. Like literally be like, hey, so what do you want to do with your career? All these things. And it got to the point where I was like, does he really want to help me? Or is he just like creepy? You
Shut
know?
Up.
And I don't think he was ever hitting on me, but like, I just had this like, just, you know, when you just kind of have that, you're like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
Like, why? You know? And I think I'm not saying he's a creepy guy. Like, I genuinely think, like, he really cared about me. But I don't think I was in the place in my career to really know what I wanted at the time, too.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, what do you want? Like, what do you want me to help you do? And I'm like, I just need content. You can't help me write songs, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like that thing of, like, I don't know. And I still, everyone asks, like, who's the most random phone number you have in your phone? Mine is George Lopez.
Well, that's also
like
so funny,
random celebrity, like,
yeah. And, well, he doesn't, is he like in the singing world?
No, he's just like, he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, like obviously he, like everyone knows who he is.
Right. And
like,
so that, yeah, so that was another thing. I was like, I don't really know.
Got it.
You can
okay,
do.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, now I want to play a little game. And I know they play this on like, probably like, late night shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, it's like I'm gonna say an artist, and then you have 5 seconds to like sing a little bit of their song.
No,
any song.
Okay.
You can warm up if you want. It doesn't have to be good.
Y'all, she literally did not tell me I was gonna have to be singing today.
Do you need a little warm up?
No, this is good. I need to be prepared for this because
okay.
If this happens to me on camera in the future,
yeah, you never know.
I feel like
on late night shows they do this all the time.
100%.
Okay. Okay.
But I think they practice before and they act all surprised. But this is for y'all. We have not even talked about this. So.
No.
Okay. I hope I know these artists.
Do you want to practice before?
No. Go, okay. We're not practicing.
Okay. First one is Ariana Grande. Ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Go.
Oh, my gosh. When life gives you cause.
Oh, my God.
And carry on and identify. Then you come, boy, the sweet. Now you ought to be the bitter taste.
Okay, that was so... I did not sing one lyric. My God.
I mean...
That was so good. Okay, let's do another. I can't wait to hear you sing again.
No, literally, like, didn't know one lyric. That's
no,
the one
I
song
don't
I don't
any,
know.
I think the only, like, song I know lyrics to is literally Curls.
Yeah, but I literally...
I don't know any lyrics.
I know lyrics to all her songs, and I picked the one I don't know.
I'm
Perfect.
Such a beat person. Okay, next one, Drake.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Oh my God, so good.
Woo!
Okay, next one is, let me reset the clock. Nicki Minaj, ready, go.
This one is for the boys in the boomer system. Top down AC with a cooling system. When they come into the club, they're blazing up. Got sex on deck like you're saving up.
So good. You really killed that. Okay, next one is Dua Lipa. One.
Oh, crap.
Two.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. You know how.
I love this song.
Don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who sings juicy?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even try. Hey. I give you the A's, the ad lib.
Hey.
The Migos for Madison Watkins. I feel like I have to. Whitney Houston.
Oh. I have nothing. Nothing if I don't have you.
Literally iconic. Like, what?
I was like, I think I'm gonna like blow this mic out. That's why I turned my head.
No,
like,
no, no. I got it.
It's, you're good, G.
Next one is Billie Eilish.
Oh my gosh.
Five.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, 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 no.
Three. Even than a tough guy, rather really rough guy, rather. This is so ironic.
I'm the bad guy.
You have to watch the Rolling Stones interview with her and Phineas explaining how they made it. It's insane.
Oh, I heard the little stoplight.
Yeah. She just picked up, there's literally a Vogue magazine with Billie on it right now. Do you like Billie? Are you a Billie fan?
You know what? I really do like her.
She's so cool.
I think she's one of the most genuine artists that's alive right now.
So original.
But like that, and I think she really is just who she is, and she doesn't care. And like, I've seen her meet her fans, and I think she really is so genuine. And I a lot of artists I've seen out or I've met, and I'm like, you're two different people on stage and in person. Don't be like that.
Entertainer.
She's not like that though.
She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with her. Okay, Beyonce.
If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man.
You're literally insane. Okay, only a few more. Christina Aguilera.
Oh gosh. I need a tough lover. Yeah. I need a tough lover.
You're insane. Woo-hoo. You're so talented. Okay, last two, Bruno Mars.
Take it off for me now, girl. Versace on the floor.
Wow, you really killed that. And then last one, Madison Watkins.
Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I don't care if I ever get to dance with you again.
Wow.
Or Curls, because your favorite one.
Yeah, Curls is my favorite.
Calling on my girls.
Okay. We gotta get Makai to play that.
Oh my gosh.
For my birthday. Yeah, for your birthday. I got this.
Don't worry.
Publicist Taylor is coming in. Okay, well, that was so fun. You're clearly talented.
Thank you, TK. I mean, you're talented.
Come on. I feel like I've never, like, actually had, like, a close friend that is, like, as good at singing as you. Like, I feel like I have friends that are, like, oh, they can sing in the shower well.
If y'all are her friend and y'all are listening to this.
No, like, she I have friends like that can, like, sing in the shower, but, like, I don't have anyone that I'm, like, no, like, actually listen to her song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which thanks, I feel really TK. Cool about. Okay, let's get into the polls.
Oh, no, these, I'm nervous about these. These are gonna juicy.
Do you ever vote in my polls?
Of course.
Okay, good. Just
a little second. Dude, yes.
When I literally met you.
I'm the biggest juicy fan ever, okay?
When I literally met you, the first thing you said, you were like, oh my God, you're TK's juicy polls.
Or yes,
like,
I did.
You said something to me like that.
I did, because you were at Coachella and I was answering all your polls.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's the first, that's what I'm saying. That's when I discovered you.
You're so funny. Okay. Explain the story how you discovered me, because I think that's
so funny. It's so funny, y'all. So, I didn't go to Coachella last year. I might go this year.
No. Like, you literally changes the might into need. Like, it's not. It's
no,
not a
I
want,
know.
It's a need.
I know it is a need. I
it's
know.
Just, it, do it for your like. For,
do it for your
work.
Do it for yourself.
No, like it's literally a networking. It's the biggest networking thing ever.
Well, okay, guys, I'll see you at Coachella.
That's how I convince people. I'm like, just write it off.
Literally. So I was. I mean, y'all. For those of you that know our friend group, like Haley and Alicia and Ashley and everybody, we all love each other so much. And anyway, that was irrelevant, but I love all of them.
No, but
so.
It's literally like the most fun friend group
we
ever.
Love. Everyone loves everyone. We're all so supportive.
Yeah.
So I was looking on Haley's Instagram and I saw TK and like I was like, first of all, this girl's like the most beautiful girl ever.
Stop.
She's so cute. Her outfits at Coachella are unreal. And she just seemed so fun, like didn't care what anybody thought about her. That's what I really value about you, is like you just really like, you don't care what people think about you. You just do you. And like, I was like, I feel like she and I are going to be friends. I don't know how. And then I freaking go to Alicia's house and you're there and I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
So, and then I just saw that she was doing these polls. And so I'm your biggest fan. Oh, you're going to go so far, dude.
No, I'm your biggest.
So I know you like Tanya Rad, right?
Oh my God. I'm literally psycho for Tanya Rad.
I don't think I've told you this story. She was the first person I hung out with in LA.
You know, do you know her?
So, okay. I don't like saying I know people were friends, but we went.
No, like, I'm actually obsessed with Tanya Rad. Like, I don't care about any celebrity. I could literally meet Kim Kardashian and be like, cool, but like Tanya.
When I first came out here, I was dating this guy, and me, him, and Lucy Hale and Tanya all went to this dinner, and we went to a Tori Kelly concert together. Okay. Random, but. But so I spent like a whole night with her. Didn't even know who she was.
You because you're like such a good musician.
She's so sweet. At the time, I didn't have music out, so she didn't know who I was.
Oh,
like okay. She just was like, oh, whatever. We DM'd some after that, but it was always like, oh yeah, I love your singing voice. Yeah, it was never like she connects to songs.
Yeah.
Now she would 100% connect to my music. Yeah. But I'll meet her again. Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
I'll be on y'all's podcast.
Yeah.
Or radio, I guess.
Radio show. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God. I literally love her. How do you know I love her? Because I post about her.
You post about her.
Yeah.
And you guys remind me a lot of each other.
Well, I think I'm obsessed with her because I didn't know who she was and people kept DMing me. Like, even my friends, they'd be like, dude, you're literally Tanya Rad.
Mm-hmm.
And people would DM me and they're like, oh my God, you're Tanya Rad, you're Tanya Rad, you're Tanya Rad. And I've like gotten that about like people, like whatever, like some people are like, oh, you look like Miley Cyrus. Like, that's what people tell me I look like, right?
Really?
But, yeah. It's funny.
I haven't even thought about that.
In, like, photos.
No,
stuff,
you do.
Like a round face. It's like, I don't know. I get it. And I've had, like, Ubers think I was Miley Cyrus before.
Because your voice?
I think it's my voice and my face.
Yeah, you kind of look like her. Like, I've never thought about that.
I mean, I literally look like a boy right now.
Hannah Montana, is that you?
Yeah, I, like, rip off my wig. But anyway, when people told me Tanya and I, like, looked her up, I was like, oh, my gosh. I actually, like, I can relate to that because, like, I can't, I mean, like, I love Miley Cyrus. I'm, like,
right.
A stan. But, like, Tanya, I feel like I legit could be friends with because she's, like, I relate to her so much. Like, she's so cool.
We are the same.
Yeah.
Like, literally, y'all, you're going
to
be friends.
I need to be friends with her. She's so cool. I want her to, like, literally be my mentor.
Okay, well, if I ever connect with her again, I'll tell her
I'm just
that.
Putting that out there. Tanya's, like, this girl's psychotic.
I mean, like, you DM her, you're like, I mean, like, if you want to be my mentor, that's fine. But, like, she's, like, literally, I get 20 of these a day. Like,
I know, she's literally, like, yeah, I'm like, 80 people's mentors. Okay, we get it. You're obsessed with Tanya Taylor. Okay.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready. First poll question.
Okay.
Would you ever use your ex's name in a song you wrote? Have you done this?
I've never put their actual name, no.
Do you use other people's names?
No, but I don't pull a full Taylor Swift, but I've thought about naming songs the name of the song after the ex. Like, I wanted this album, actually, I was going to name every song after every single one of my exes. Like, I act like I have, like, a lot. I mean, I've had, like, yeah. I've had enough to have an album with every song a guy's name.
So you're going to be, like, Jerry.
Literally. Like, that's the name of the song, and then it's, like, the song's about them.
Holy cow.
But then I was like, I can't give them that much credit, you know?
No,
especially if they're not nice songs, so...
Wow. Well, do you know Olivia O'Brien?
That sounds familiar.
Oh my God, you have to listen to her music. She's so
fucking good. Okay.
She's a musician and or an artist, and she's like so cool. Like, she's so hot. She's so cool. She's like purple hair. But she has this song called Jocelyn. And it's basically about the guy that she was with or whatever. She was with this guy, apparently. This is what the song, like, I literally am talking like I know her.
Yeah.
I don't know her at all. I just am her biggest fan. And she was, like, with this guy. They were, like, more than friends, but they weren't dating, right? That, in that little...
Oh, we can talk about that.
Difficult situation, right? Yeah. Like, the worst situation, right? They were, like, obsessed with each other, yada, yada, yada. And then he went and cheated on her with this girl named, supposedly, Jocelyn. But, like, that's not the actual real girl's name. But she's like, I hope that it was worth it, effing Jocelyn. Like, in the song. Like, that's what it's called, Jocelyn.
Yes.
And it's like, so you could get a quick F. Like, it's, like, literally so good.
Well, maybe I need to listen to this song.
No, it's literally so good. And then she also has song. She has a song, and it's called, like, Sad Song, Sad Songs of the Summer. I don't know if that's the correct.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't listen to.
Yes.
The Tame Impala, I can't listen to.
Yes.
Or I can't look at my phone because I'll call you. Like, it's literally, her lyrics are so good for, like, breakups and shit. Yeah, I thought the Jocelyn thing reminded me of using an ex in a song. Mm. So would you in the future?
Possibly. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there, I have one specific ex that, like, a lot of my content has been about. And so, yeah, I've thought about putting his name in a song, but it kind of put him on, like, 100% blast.
Well, why don't you use another name, like a fake name, but everyone knows it's him, you know?
So savage.
I feel like that's, like, better because, like, he doesn't get the credit, but, like, clear, everyone knows, you know?
Well, I do have a song that I wrote called Te Amo Chica. It's like, I love you, girl. And
why did he used to say that all?
Yeah. He did.
Oh my God, savage.
So, but like the lyrics are like, I'll sing a little. It's like, you knew what I wanted to hear. Te Amo Chica whispered in my ear. But I didn't know that you were sleeping with every single girl in the LA region.
Shut Are you serious? When is that coming out?
You need to hear the record. It's going to be this year sometime, but it is so savage.
I'm so here for this. Like, I truly wish the next boy that breaks my heart, I'm just going to, like, come and tell you. So you can write a song about
I'm going to write a song for you.
Please.
It's so healing.
Oh, my God.
Even
gosh.
Hold Me Tonight, this last single I came out with, I would sit in my car and listen to it and bawl my eyes out because it actually, like, it was me singing to myself, like, wow, Mads, this is really how you feel.
Do you know how many Insta baddies are going to be so glad you wrote that song? Seriously.
Dude, it's so savage. It's so savage.
Well, according to the results, only, I feel like I wouldn't use the actual name of the ex.
I don't think I would. I think when it came down to it,
23% said yes, they would. 77% said they wouldn't.
T.
Okay, how long after dating someone should you start dating someone else? I put less than 2 months or more than 2 months.
I answered these. So I said more than 2 months.
I think more than 2 months, too.
Because I think you need to heal.
I agree. 79% agrees with us.
Okay.
Have you ever been cheated on? I added these just for... fun.
Oh, you
funsies.
Did. I was cheated on.
Well, how many times? Like,
how many times did the person cheat on me or in my life?
Just in your life.
Oh, only one time.
Only one time.
Only one guy has ever cheated on me.
I, not that I know of, have never been cheated on, but let's knock on wood and hope that doesn't happen.
Right. Not that you know of. Oh, it is literally the
not that I know of.
The most devastating.
Oh my gosh. I literally can't even imagine.
Yeah, and mine was messy.
In a weird, like, twisted way, are you kind of glad that it happened because you have all this inspo for music?
Yeah, and that I'm not going to be with that person. Like, I'm so happy that I figured that out, that that's how they are before I committed my life to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my gosh, I got so much content out of it. And it's crazy because, like, my songs, like, when I went home to Arkansas recently, like, with my new single, I had girls coming up to me being like, you have no idea, your song is getting me through my breakup. Like,
iconic.
Through... my relationship with my mom, whatever, random things. And, like, for me, that's why I do it.
Yeah, completely. Only 29% said they've been cheated on.
Wow.
I feel like I was expecting more. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Never, and I never, ever, ever, ever will.
Same. 10% said yes, they have.
Shoot, y'all.
90% said no.
Y'all better be faithful to y'all's people.
And then I said, would you ever cheat on someone?
Never. No.
3% said yes. Whoever said yes is actually psychotic. and I'm coming for you because I have the results and I know what you voted. So yeah. I should never date you.
My gosh.
Like, that's a lot of people that are saying yes.
Y'all, if y'all are listening to this and y'all voted yes, y'all need to go to therapy. Yeah. We need to talk something out.
That is just not, just don't date.
Just don't date.
Yeah. Okay. Once a cheater, always a cheater. True or false?
So this one's tough because I genuinely think people can have heart changes and life changes. Mm-hmm. But I think if you struggle, it's like anything. If you struggle eating junk food, it's going to be a temptation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always there, but it's if that person's willing to fight that every single day and that mindset.
Wait, so what would you vote?
So I would vote.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, true or false.
I just have to say yes or no.
Yeah.
I would kind of say yes.
I would say yes.
I know that, but that puts people in a box and I don't like that. But it's like...
Well, you shouldn't have done it.
Once a junk food eater, always a junk food eater.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of related to that.
Yeah, yeah. Coming from a junk food eater myself...
You could change.
I can't stop. So...
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, I just think, like, if I don't want to go into a marriage knowing that he's going to have sex girlfriends, I would never do that.
Fat chance that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. 62% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to your ex when you see them in public?
Yes, I do.
I do, for sure.
Every single ex I've had. Yeah, do you?
I'm very civil with my
Same.
Ex.
Same.
Yeah,
I mean,
exes, so.
There's probably one that I would be... Actually, no, I would go up to him.
Yeah.
But that would be more of like a power move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me being like, what's up?
Yeah,
like, you
love
know?
That for you. I love that for you. 43% said yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's more than I expected.
Yeah, same. You know? Same.
I feel like people have in their head, or someone said this the other day. I forget. It may have been on David's podcast. You know David Dobrik?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying how, I don't know if it was him specifically, but people were saying how his breakup, have you ever seen his breakup video with Liza?
Yes.
But he was saying how, like, impactful, I never thought of it this way, but they were like, that was such an impactful video for, like, people of our generation, because we're like, whoa, you actually can be friends with your ex, or you actually can be civil, because I feel like before that, it was like, oh my god, my ex, I hate them, like, toxic, get out of my life,
totally,
blah, blah, blah. And now it's way more, like, relaxed and just, like, real, you know?
Yeah, and I know this is one of the questions coming, so I don't want to answer it, but I've had that... I'll answer it in a second, but I've had that happen recently.
Got it.
The civil part where...
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have any of your exes called you recently?
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had my college ex call me the other day, and, like, literally, it made my day. Like, he was, like, mad. It's like, your new record's amazing. Like, so encouraging.
Oh, awesome.
And then even was like, I'm going to be in LA, like, next month. Like, we should get a group together and go to dinner. Like, so normal, so civil. And,
yeah.
Like, we were, like, super serious in college. So for him to, like, call me and, like, say all that, like, it was really, like, it was awesome.
That. Yeah.
Because we're friends now. Like,
well, and obviously you connected for a reason. So
right.
It's like, why there doesn't have to be bad blood every time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
None of my exes have called me recently.
I wonder why. You're like, hello.
I'm like, do you want to call me? No, please don't call me.
Please don't.
Yeah, 19% said yes.
Wow.
81% though said no. No exes have been calling him recently. I feel like that's a thing that happens before the holidays. Slash during the holidays. That's a common...
That's true.
...thing. You know what I mean? In this time, it's like, no.
Right.
Like, in this time of the year,
yep.
I feel like that's rare. When do you grow more? In a relationship or when you're single?
This is tough because I think both, but I feel like after being in a relationship and recently being single, I think in a relationship... Because when you're single, you can be selfish and everything's about you. And then when you're in a relationship, you have to bring on everybody else's, like, hurt and brokenness and everything. Like,
yeah.
So you have to grow because it's like, oh, I also have to take on you. And it might make me feel uncomfortable, but it gets you out of your comfort zone. I feel like that makes you grow. Or even, like, silly things like, I don't want to eat there tonight. And they're like, well, I really do. And you're like, okay, you know what? We'll eat there.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you grow because you're like, usually when you're single, you're like, I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want. And I feel like in a relationship, it pushes you.
Yeah. I feel like you definitely grow in both a relationship and when you're single, mm-hmm. but in different ways.
That's what I think too.
But
if I had to choose one,
you would do a relationship?
I don't know, because right now I'm growing so much in my singleness.
See, I feel like for me, it's definitely when I'm single, I grow way more.
Hmm.
But I thrive being single, so like...
Same. But I feel like I'm thinking about, like, my future marriage, like, with my husband. Like, I feel like he'll teach me things that I never knew, and I'll grow because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. 24% said they grow more in a relationship. 76% said single.
Hmm.
But I feel like that is true. A common thing in our age range is mm-hmm. kind of like, I feel like people grow more right now when they're single
mm-hmm.
versus when in a relationship. When do you thrive more, when you're single or in a relationship?
Single.
Same.
100%.
No relationship, no problems.
Right. I'm like, I haven't met the love of my life, so maybe I would change it, but like, single, dude. Yeah. I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, 61% agree. It's single. Are you happy in your current relationship? I thought this is interesting just because I feel like just because we look at people a lot, like I have a lot of single friends and like they're hot and awesome and like so cool. And sometimes they're like, oh, I just wish I had a boyfriend or whatever. And I'm like, but sometimes like the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Like sometimes when someone's in a relationship, it doesn't mean that they're happy in that mm-hmm. relationship. Like,
on social media,
miserable.
Yeah, you know? Social media makes everything look
completely.
I mean, I've had experiences where I've been in the worst points in my relationship, and people are like, "You're literally couple goals." Like, I can't wait for y'all to get married. When I'm like, I want to die.
Yeah,
you know,
for real.
So,
68% said yes. 32% said no. They're not happy. Isn't that crazy?
Then get out, y'all.
Yeah, get out.
If you're not, I mean, if you're married, it's different, but yeah.
Are there different songs that remind you of your ex?
1,000%.
Okay, what are they?
A lot of Latin music.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what we would listen to together. So, like...
So, songs you listen to together.
Yeah. So, like, different things. Before I was with him, I didn't listen to Spanish music, and now I love it, which is awesome. But anytime, like, a certain Spanish song comes on... Even if it's, like, a very original, like, super, like, Latin song that, like, maybe his grandma would listen to or whatever, I think about him.
Yeah. I feel like it's same for me. It's, like, songs that we listen to together, we like together. 68% said yes. And I thought it was funny because Olivia Bryan in her song, she's like, I can't listen to Tame Impala. I can't listen to old Nirvana. Wow. Because, like, it reminds me of you.
I gotta listen to that song.
Yeah, it's so good. 68% said yes. 32% said no. I just wanted to see what songs remind you of your ex and why. Someone said All of Me, John Legend. Someone said Mr. Brightside.
Oh.
Someone said Let Her Go by Passenger. Someone said Wonderwall. Someone said Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
Oh my God.
Someone said Thank You Next.
Oh,
Thick and Thin by Lainey, Jungle by Drake.
Oh, my God. You guys are savage.
Oh, gosh. Any Hairspray the Musical song because we were in the production together.
No.
That's so funny. Shallow.
Oh, my God.
One Call Away because that was our song. Me and him were really into music. Jason Derulo, Trumpets.
Oh, my. Wait, that Jason song.
Jason Derulo. Yeah, those are really funny. What's a good breakup song?
Hold Me Tonight by Madison Watkins. Yeah. Plug. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Hold Me Tonight.
Hold Me.
Me trying to sing.
I'm looking at my Spotify because I'm like, I have some breakup songs on here right now.
I love Upgrade. Upgrade You, is that what it is, by Beyonce?
Yes.
You need a real woman.
What's the other Beyonce song? You know what I'm talking about.
I like I Care. I don't care too much, but I still care.
I'm a boss ass
bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cast the podcast.
Also, anything Lizzo is iconic.
Coming right to
the end. Olivia O'Brien, iconic. R.I.P. was my breakup song by Olivia O'Brien.
Really?
R.I.P. to the old you. That song?
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Oh my God.
You're introducing me to so many. I love Whitney Houston, and so there's a song called My Name Is Not Susan. And it's hilarious because she's literally like, don't call me that. Like, my ex excellent called me his ex's name, like, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I want to
shut up.
I'm not kidding.
I have
my name is not
Hold on, Susan. I have to go to my Spotify playlist because I literally made so many when I was going through a breakup.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
My Spotify playlist, I'm just saying, are lit.
I need to follow you.
I have one called While You're Playing Fortnite.
You're literally kidding me.
I have one called Brains Are the New Tits. I have one called Ain't Your Wifey, BRB, Exceeding Expectations, T, Yes, You, Maybe, Building My Empire.
Stop.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Okay, so I need to go follow you. So what is it? Just Taylor King?
It's just Taylor King, yeah. So, okay, this is what people are saying for good breakup songs. I Forgot That You Existed by T. Swift.
Typical.
And Gives You Hell by All American Rejects.
I don't like that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Best Thing I Never Had.
Oh, that's God. The one. That's the one
that
I couldn't
think of. That was iconic for me.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. Oh, that was one of my anthems.
That song.
Best Thing I Never
Honestly,
Had.
Honestly, it turned out to
yes.
be
the best thing I ever
Yeah, so good. No Scrubs. You Should Be Sad by Halsey. Hold On, Jonas Brothers. Over It, Catherine McPhee. I don't know who that is. Potential Breakup Song by Ali and AJ. Best Thing I Never Had. Shout Out to My Ex and All I Want.
Oh, there's a song called
All I Want by Olivia Rodrigo. A lot of people are saying that. Feeling Myself, Beyonce. Falling, Harry Styles. Thank You Next, Halo. Look At Her Now, Selena Gomez. Love Myself, Olivia O'Brien. Juice, Lizzo. Shout Out to My Ex, Little Mix. Don't Watch Me Cry, Georgia Smith. She's amazing.
Oh, Little Mix.
Stronger, too. Fight Song. You Were Good to Me. Don't Show by Pussycat Dolls. That's a great one. Heart A Break by Demi Lovato. IDGAF by Dua Lipa. Just out of curiosity, who do you think is an underrated and overrated artist?
Underrated, there's this girl named... Actually, I have a really interesting story about this, but McKenna... I think it's Brianholt. Brianholt.
Okay.
She has a song called Save Me, y'all. Oh, my gosh. So
I'll, like, post it maybe when we post the pods.
Yes.
And listen.
Yeah. So she's an upcoming artist, and I actually... It's funny because I have fans that are, like, DMing me, like, this, your song's getting me through this, whatever, and I literally sent her, like, a fan DM, and she's, like
really?
No one really knows who
yeah.
she is. And I was like, hey, I'm your biggest fan, like... And your song is, like, getting me through what I'm going
Heck
through
yeah.
right now. And she
I
was
love
like,
that.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and we've been talking back and forth. She's going through a breakup, too.
Oh,
and
is she live in L.A.?
I don't think... I DM'd her, and I'm like, dude, let's write a song together.
Because oh,
she's
you so
amazing.
Should.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Who do you think's overrated?
Oh, no. I'm going to be hated because I'm saying this.
Really? This is an unpopular opinion of yours?
I think Taylor Swift is overrated.
Really?
You hate me.
No, I don't hate you.
Let me tell y'all why.
People are either stans or they're not.
Let me tell you, I really love Taylor Swift. Like, meaning, I think she is an amazing writer, amazing performer. I think as far as being hyped up, there's other artists that I feel like have... I'm a vocalist, so that's what
yeah.
I judge people off
yeah.
of.
See, so. I feel like I respect the hell out of her entertainment. Like, have you seen her new music video, The Man?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. I mean, it's
And that's the thing. I think
like,
she's creatively, I think she's like amazing.
I think she has the whole package, is what I'm trying to say. Like, for instance, it drives me nuts how Ariana Grande, you don't think so? See, I think Ariana Grande, like, she has a great voice, but like, her concert to me is way more boring than like
a 100%.
Show.
100%.
You know?
I think, for me, I think it's what you value. So I value
True.
The vocals.
Yeah.
And you value like the overall show.
Yeah.
And so, let me just tell y'all, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, and I really like her. I think she's
just,
overrated.
Yeah, no, I get it. And then the last one is, do you have a breakup anthem?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds so conceited, but I really think the song I just released was my breakup anthem because I wrote it exactly how I felt. And I have so many more that are coming out that are all breakup anthems.
I literally cannot
anthems.
Wait. I cannot
They're all breakup wait. Anthems.
No, I live for it. Okay, that's the end of the pod. Can you pimp yourself out?
What does that mean?
So, like, give me your Instagram. Give me where
Pimp yourself
can,
out!
Where people can follow you.
That's
where people
so
can listen
cute.
To your music, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so my Instagram is just Madison_Watkins. You can look me up anywhere as far as, like, Spotify, Apple Music, anything, and it's just Madison Watkins. And my YouTube's Madison Watkins. Literally,
Just follow her on everything. Just go to the Instagram and then you'll find everything.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thanks guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without following me on the gram, you can't participate in voting in the polls. And be sure to leave a rating and review on this podcast and let me know any other guests you would love to have on the pod, or if you want to have Madison come on again, let me know.
And thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh.
You're so awesome.
Literally, thank you for coming. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.